Just one halakha. The question was asked recently regarding the laws of Yayin Nesech. We know that if you have wine that is not mivushal, that is not cooked, which is generally the more expensive, the good wines, so the halakha says if it is touched by a goy or even a mehalel Shabbat, so therefore the wine is forbidden for consumption. So the question is, what about today's wines that many of them are pasteurized? So does the pasteurization give it a law of bivushal? So Hakam ben Sion Abba Shaul, alav shalom, in order to Sion Chalek Bet, Dafkuf Pezayin, says that en lehatir yayin mepustar shenaga bo goy o mehalel Shabbat. And the logic is that even though this pasteurization reaches over 170 degrees Fahrenheit, 170 degrees Fahrenheit, which is very hot, which is surely, it's litihut. However, Chambensyon Shita is that since they do it in a closed vessel, and therefore none of the wine is lost, which means it just falls right back into the vat. So he holds that for something to be considered mevushal, it has to be nitma'et. And he says that that's actually the opinion of the Shach in Yuridei Asiman Kuf Chav Gimal, in the name of the Rashban Daran, the Ba'inan Shiyitma'et Mimiddato Al Yedea Retiha. But he says, Aval Yain Mepostar Eno Mitma'et Kevan Shu Roteach Bechli Sagur. Since it's in a closed container, it doesn't minimize, it doesn't diminish it. Shi'ur Velachen En Lakel. However, Hakam Obadya, in Yabia Omer, two places, in Helek Tet, on page Resh Nun Vav, he says that he brings different shitot of the Geonim, that so long as the wine is heated, even though it's not Nitma'et, is considered Mevushal. That's already, he brings down from the Shelot Uchuvot Ma'aseh Geonim on Amud Ayin Zayin, and it says, Le'anyan Yain Mevushal, Kakibanu Merabotenu, Shekevan Shenata Na'ur Tachtav. Once you put the fire underneath it, al kedesh yirtach l'tichut, so long as it boils, and bo mishum yayin nesek. And therefore, does not necessarily have to be nitma'et. So long as you boiled it, it has that din as well. And that's the way Hakam Avadya holds, is the opinion of Maran in Siman Kuf Chav Gimal Se'if Gimal, where he says, yayin mevushal shelanu, שנגר בו עקום מותר ומשהרתיח על גבי האש נקרא יין מבושל. Once you put a fire under it, it's מבושל. Maran does not stipulate that it has to be נתמעט. And therefore, להלכה למעשה, he is מתיר. This is the opinion as well as Rav Moshe Feinstein, נגרות משה חלק יורדה חלק גימה סימן למד א', that it's enough just to have, now you don't even need boiling. He says, even if the wine was heated to יד סולדת בו, that's already considered enough, which is much less than that. Halakha l'maaseh, if a person has a wine that is mepustar, the halakha, it is considered mevushal, therefore if a goy touches it, it would be permissible. That's many of the, like the grape juices and things like that, which also are subject to the laws of Yayin Nesech. They do have pasteurization, so therefore one would not have a problem of Yayin Nesech in these things as well.